Blog Talk Radio.
Cool day here in New York City in Queens. It's 7 p.m. Sun has set and I'm about to do a show. Well, this show, you probably have heard a play called 10 Little Indians, also known as And Then There Was None by Agatha Christie. Well, this is a show based on The 10 Little Indians. It's a musical. And the musical is called, well, I'll tell you what. We have the people from Maggie's Theater calling in that are going to tell you about the show. But first, a message from our sponsor. Come on, sponsor.
Hey, Martha, why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yes, absolutely love the milk now. Okay, everybody's on the line here. Now, just so I could distinguish who is who, I'm not going to call out the entire phone numbers. Just the first three numbers. Who is 835?
That's me, Jim Gillespie, Merle.
Okay. Who is 856?
That's Whitney Stone, the director and choreographer for Something's Afoot.
Okay, Whitney Stone, director, choreographer, writing this down. And who is 751?
That's me, Beatrice Miranda Holman. I'm one of the actors, and I played Lady
okay.
Grace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's good. Okay, so let me start with talking about the play itself. So, Jim, tell me about, you know, the plot of the play and so on and so forth, and then we'll get to talking about Maggie's as well.
Okay. Well, Some Things Afoot is a murder mystery musical. It spoofs detective stories, mostly the work of Agatha Christie, based on her detective novel And Then There Were None, as you said before, also known as Ten Little Indians. It was originally, I want to say, it was in Broadway back in 1976. So the music, book, and lyrics were written by James McDonald, David Voss, and Robert Gerlach. And it's Gerlach. And there was additional music by Ed Linderman. So the play basically involves a group of people who are invited to the lake estate of Lord Dudley Rancour. And when the wealthy lord is found dead, he races against the clock to find out who done it. By our pen stalwart actors and actresses.
So, in other words, this is not like Ten Little Indians put to music.
It's based on it. It's the same basic story, but it doesn't run exactly the same.
Okay, so there's, in other words, if you're an Agatha Christie fan, you will laugh because there are other things.
Right. I mean, if you're an Agatha Christie fan and you've ever read the book, when you go see the show, you will see all the elements that she put into her book. If you're not an Agatha Christie fan, you're going to go and just have a good time because it's just a fun story. And maybe that'll make you go out and look for Agatha Christie's books. Because you'll see the different plot elements she uses, the different, you know, character types that she uses. I was going to say tropes. I wasn't sure if that was the right word. So all those pieces are in this musical play.
Okay. So this is already this had already was done on Broadway.
Yes, it was done back in Broadway in 1976.
Okay. So it's not like you're doing this, like
taking this play.
Okay.
No, we didn't create it. It was actually there was a filmed version of this that was on Showtime back in, I'm going to say 1981, and it starred Jean Stapleton, actually, as Miss Tweed. And Andy played Jeffrey, who is the youngest cast member of the show.
Okay.
But that was going back 30 years.
So now let's go to Whitney.
Yes.
Are you just coming in to direct, or are you a member of Maggie's?
Well, I had my first experience.
You're
with
well.
Maggie's. I'm
good
sorry.
Good to hear that. I said I'm well, and I said good to hear that.
I just said well. My first experience with Maggie's Little Theater was 2 years ago. I was the choreographer for their production of Lucky Stiff. And so this time around, I've come in to both direct and choreograph, which I'm thrilled to do. This is a very small show. It's only 10 actors, and I think there are a total of 12 musical numbers. So it's definitely a show that lends itself to having one person fill both roles, director and choreographer. So this is my second production with Maggie's.
Oh, that's great. So is there a lot of choreography? Well, I guess because of the are there like any, I'll call them, production numbers, or are they mostly like?
Sure. Well, they're, at first, when you take a look at the material, you don't envision there being a lot of dancing, but actually we have found that there is quite a bit to be pulled from this material as far as choreographed movement goes. And I will say that there are definitely a couple of numbers that you would consider dance numbers. Now, there are only I think maybe three numbers that involve more than seven people. So there aren't any humongous production numbers with the full cast, and I would say the opening number comes the closest to the definition of what we think of as a production number.
Okay. Now, I'm just curious, when you're doing choreography, does that include, like, I guess, if like directing, in other words, choreographing the actors moving about or where they should move to?
It absolutely does. You know, choreography kind of runs the gamut from staged movement to full-on dance, what we consider dance. But also as a director, I handle all of the blocking, which is staging where the actors are and when. And with this particular show, it's very important because without giving anything away, there are several times that the actors have to hit very specific marks so they do not hurt themselves.
Okay.
I won't say any more. You'll have to come back.
Nicely done, Whitney.
It's okay to chime in, by the way, when you want to. So now, who, in terms of the cast, who, like, do you, Whitney, do you choose the cast as well?
We held auditions in, gosh, were they in November? I can't remember. October?
November.
We had a few nights of auditions, and we had posted advertisements for those. And so we had some very, very talented actors come down, and thankfully we really came up with an excellent cast. As we said, it's 10 actors. It's a very small group. But they are each superbly cast. And yes, myself and the music director, Sarah Glassman, as well as the members of the Maggie's board and our producers, we all did get to choose the actors with whom we wish to work.
And she did a wonderful job at it, to say the least.
Oh, well, thank you.
One thing that's very interesting about this show is now Maggie's has been in St. Margaret's Fort. This is our 10th season. This show, again, a very small show with only a cast of 10. 70% of them are brand new to the Maggie's family.
That's the question I was going to ask. Look at that. You must have read my mind.
And that includes our musical director, Sarah, who's brand new. She's never worked with us before. Whitney has never worked with Maggie's in terms of being a director. She, as she said, she did such a great job with Lucky Stiff 2 years ago as a choreographer when she came to us to interview to be director. You know, she's like, it is not a big thing in terms of choreography. I can do both. She came in with vision for the show. She had it in her head. She knew what she wanted to do and how she wanted to do it. And she was able to adapt her vision to what we were able to wise in our set. I have to say, shout out to Alan and Ed and Mike, who were building and designing our set, as well as Joe and Alex, our stage manager, who have been doing a lot of the special effects, is phenomenal. But she was able to take all those changes and the things that we threw at her and did a great job with it. But again, 70% of this cast is brand new to the Maggie's Theater.
One of whom is Beatrice, who's on the
Yes.
Well, I'll get to Beatrice. No, I will get to Beatrice in a minute. I just wanted to find out, though, also, in terms of this, because, you know, as you said, 70% are new, are you finding, in other words, because there are so many community theaters in Queens, are you getting people that, like, let's say I'm coming to the show and I would say, that person looks familiar. Oh, because I saw that person in blah, 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 and, you know, at another community theater group.
Absolutely. In fact, when I went to see Spamalot at Royal Star, that was where I saw Caitlin Abdul, who is our lead young female there. She plays Hope. And I saw her in Spamalot, and I reached out to her specifically to have her come and audition because I was so impressed by her performance. And there were several other actors that I had seen in both that show and others around. Our Dr. Grayburn, Rich Feldman, was just in Black Coffee at Parkside Players. And, gosh, where else, Jim? People have worked all over.
Yeah, we have people from Parkside. We have people from Royal Star and JC Players, a number of different places. And, you know, it's just nice. We put these ads out and say, hey, we're looking for people, and we love to have people come back. Don't get me wrong. But it's so nice expanding that group and saying, hey, we've got somebody new, because it also brings new people to come see the Maggie shows. Because I've got a friend, and I've got a friend, and they're going to come see me, and I've never been at this theater, and that builds the theater as well. And Beatrice is, and we have people from all over. We have people who've come from the Bronx, from Manhattan, parts of Queens, parts of Brooklyn. You know, it's not just a, Middle Village Queens or Maspeth Queens location. We've got people who are coming down. Now, Beatrice comes from quite a distance as well.
Okay. Not really. Forest Hills.
Close enough.
I would say, I mean, Jim, I'm sure you'd agree, with 70% of the cast being new, we got a really good group. We were lucky.
Oh, we did. I was honestly amazed at the talent that came down, and because Something's Afoot is not a giant show. It's not Fiddler on the Roof. It's not Oklahoma.
It's not a draw.
Everybody knows and says, oh, I've always wanted to do that show since I saw it on Broadway, you know, when I was a kid. It's a small little show. I had never heard of it until it came up in our discussions for future shows. And to see that caliber of talent come down, not because it's the show Something Afoot, it's because I need to act. I need to sing. I need to perform. And I'm going to do it in any place I can.
That's actually one of my favorite.
Are there any either first-timers who have never done community theater or people that don't do any community theater in Queens?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. We had, one of our actors has not done it since college. She's maybe taken a 10-year hiatus. We have Beatrice, who is retired and wanted to jump back into theater, and she did
don't
just
give it
that.
Don't give it away. I'll let her talk in a minute.
I'm finally a singer. And
okay, Beatrice, come on, talk to us now. Now, Beatrice.
This is my debut as an actor. I've done singing. I've sung with the Queens College Choral Society and the Riverside Choral Society, and sang at the Mostly Mozart Festival, but this is my first time acting. So I'm delighted to be doing it. It's a lifelong dream.
So how does it feel like being directed for the first time, I guess?
Well,
you're not just standing still and singing.
I've been very open to, you know, any of the suggestions that Whitney has made, and she's made many, many really great suggestions.
I was going to say,
she's a wonderful director to work with. No, you've been wonderful to me. You really have. And I appreciate your patience.
Well, you've been wonderful as well. It's mutual.
Well, thank you. And it's really been a great experience. I'm having the time of my life in retirement.
Glad to hear it.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, this is a wonderful group of people. They're very inclusive. They are welcoming. You know, that's not the case with a lot of other groups. I've auditioned before and never found the warmth that I found here with Maggie's Little Theater. So,
wow.
Well, thank you very
much. That's great to hear. And I guess you've had no problem memorizing words if you can do Handel's Messiah, huh?
You know, that surprisingly comes pretty easily. And at my age, I am surprised. Because I tend to sometimes forget where I parked my car. but no, memorizing the lines has been really great. That's been the easy part.
I just wanted to share that many years ago I joined the society because I wanted to do Handel's Messiah, and I had and I thought basically, you know, you audition and then when you get there, when they start, they play the music and you sing it back. And I was rather surprised that, first of all, in order to get in it, when I auditioned, the guy just played one note on the piano and said, "Sing." I had to read what was ever there. I'm going, "What?" And I guess I got through that. And then when I got to do the thing, as I'm waiting for them to play it first, I hear the person going, "Okay, turn to page, blah, 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 and start." And I'm going, "Wait a minute. You mean you don't get to teach it to me?"
No.
So the whole thing was a surprise, including when you had to do those notes. When you try to, when you're going 25,000 notes in one.
That'll cause
you
know
what I'm talking about? And I'm going, "Wait a minute, how are these people doing it? I don't understand. I can't get my voice to do all those notes in one beat." Anyway, so it's like if you could do that, you could do anything.
Hey,
that's right.
So what has prompted you to go into singing?
I've been musically trained all my life. I took piano lessons at age 7, and I play the piano. And I don't know, it just came naturally. My family is very musically oriented, but I've been particularly inspired to get into the acting because of my nephew, who is, he's now 38 years old, and he is just incredible. He went to law school and worked as a lawyer for a while and then decided that passion and his bliss is being an actor and singing, and he's got a great tenor voice. And, you know, he gave up the law for that, and he's giving it, the old college try. And he does some freelance law work just to pay the bills. But I said, if he can do it, why not?
You know, I mean, some people wait tables, some people practice law. It works.
Right.
Actually,
it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I have to admit that, but... It's really been a joy. I'm just so happy doing it. It makes you feel alive.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, but it's also the only business where you're asked to perform for free so many times.
True.
To see how good you are, and then they say, "Well, okay, but okay, I'll let you come back another time. I'll let you come back and perform for free another time," while all these people are coming into the place and paying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I firmly believe that if any other person in any other profession spent, you know, 1 month trying to work as an actor, they'd go, "What? Are you people crazy?"
I tried very hard. I had a problem with the plumbing in my house. And I tried very hard to call people up and say, "I'm auditioning you. Can you come to my house?"
Exactly.
Sure, that didn't work too well, right?
No, I tried that. I mean, I
so
tried.
This is an audition.
Okay, how about, I said, even dentists, "I'll come to your office, you know, repair whatever, and I'll audition you to see how good you are. And I thought, I said, listen, I even said to them, I'll tell you what, I'll even bring a group of people to watch. And they, you know, and you could listen, you could sell Listerine, you know, whatever you want. It didn't work. I don't understand.
Yep. Well, we do it for the
crazy.
Love.
Exactly.
We do it for love.
Exactly.
That's all. That's it.
That's right. And that,
okay,
that's
so
yeah, wonderful.
So, all right, so let's get back to this, because I could spoof on everything at this point. So when we get in kind of like, I guess, and I can't think of the name, there's a play, and I don't know if it's an off-Broadway show, that's a takeoff on Hitchcock stuff. Do you remember the name?
Not off the top of my head.
I'm
trying to remember since we talked the last time, and I can't remember it still. And I
yes.
never went and looked.
Yeah, I guess I can't Google now because I'm on the computer, and I can't do it. So I was kind of wondering, well, if this was kind of similar to that. Oh wait, let me see if I, yeah, if it was similar to that. That, but I guess what I'm getting is that there's this whole show, and you're not really going to see other Agatha Christie's other plays in it.
No, not at all. You'll see some of her generic character types. You'll have the long detective.
Exactly.
You'll have the young ingenue. You have,
right.
you know, those characters that she's written in so many of her stories are represented in Something's Afoot.
Okay.
And again, it's on the Ten Little Indians, but it doesn't really, you know, it's not a compilation of different things from her.
Okay. All right. That's what I just wanted to be clear. So,
did you ever see A Gentleman's Guide to Murder? On Broadway?
No.
That's what it reminds me of. It's in the same vein, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's actually a really good good comparison.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic, and I think the show is fantastic, too. I was always impressed with the caliber of acting and performing and the orchestra whenever I've seen any show at Maggie's Little Theater. And it does, this particular show, Something's Afoot, reminds me of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just have a question here, because I have a call in. I don't know if somebody's calling in or somebody from your cast. I see a number that starts with 446. Do you have somebody else calling in?
Nobody else said that they were
okay,
going to be able to,
see.
But you never know. Somebody could have been listening in and called in.
Okay, maybe somebody might want to ask a
Hello?
Question. Yes?
Merle?
Yeah.
Merle, can
Did
you hear
Did you
me?
Want to ask a question? Yeah. Oh, I was expecting to... It's Mark Lord, by the way, guys.
Hey, Mark. Hey there, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Fine, thanks. How are you?
This is very weird. I'm hearing my own voice on my phone, and then I hear it on the computer, and I don't know who I'm talking to. Actually, I was calling in to tell you the show you alluded to before was the 39 Steps.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Mark. You're wonderful. I knew somebody would know it eventually, right?
No,
it took me like 10 minutes
show.
To figure out how to get through.
Well, I was thinking a musical. Yes, I know 39 Steps.
Okay.
Incidentally,
so
Merle, if I may, I happen to have been one of the few people who saw Something's Afoot on Broadway back in 76.
Hey, I was right.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I remember Tessie O'Shea played the lead role of the detective.
Okay. Well, okay. So it's probably one that I will. We seem to have the same. with plays, we seem to enjoy the same type of plays, I think. So I guess I'll like
it's
this one.
It's a fun show. All right, I'm going to get off and let your official guests get back into this. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay, just put him back on mute so he can listen to the show and then he doesn't have to talk. I didn't recognize that phone number. That's what happened. I don't think he really wanted to chat, but I guess. Okay. Anyway, so the show will be starting on March what?
We 15? Open March 18th.
March 18th. Yes.
So we have 2 weekends.
And you're running for 2 weekends.
March 18th at 8:00, and then Sunday, the 19th, we have a 2:30 matinee. And then the following weekend, we run Friday, March 24th at 8, Saturday, March 25th at 8, and then Sunday, March 26th at 2:30.
Oh, great. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for community theater. They usually, 2 weekends is like, you know, is like, well, not the most. Some places get 3 weekends.
Yeah,
very
I mean,
few.
Well, you get good word of mouth after the first weekend, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to see everybody, you know, start on the first weekend and go tell all their friends how wonderful it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all come back the next weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm not clear because I don't know my schedule because I'm doing a preview piece. And if my schedule works, I will come see the show and do a review for the other paper that I work for.
Fantastic. Let us know when, and we'll put aside a seat for you.
Yeah, well, I just did this. Mark just did his own show, and I had to do a preview piece. And I went, well, then nobody, if you keep doing preview pieces, there's nobody to review the show anymore.
Well, we trust you. We'll let you do both.
Yeah, so what I did is I went to see his show, and now I'm writing a review for the other paper just to have a review.
It's an endless circle, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
But, you know, I mean, we love preview pieces because it sets out, you know, gets the word out to people that, you know, hey, these things exist. You know, a lot of people don't know about community theater. You have the diehard people who go to all the different shows, or they find a place like Maggie's that they love and they come see every single show. And we have plenty of those patrons that come to every single show that Maggie's puts on, and we love those people. But we also want to be able to say, you know, tell your friends, or, you know, put it in one of the local papers that maybe is not within, you know, the same neighborhood as what we're in, so we get those other people that says, hey, that sounds like fun, and it's only, hey, $20 for a show. Let's go spend a couple of hours and see what it's like. And that's how you build out, you know, you build that patronage up. You get the same people who can say, hey, we saw that show last year. Let's go see it again. And these preview pieces and any kind of, you know, advertising we can do to let people know that we're there and that we work really, really hard for our shows. You know, everybody's seen really great shows, and probably people have seen some not-so-great shows. I don't doubt that everybody who puts on a show works really hard at it, but I will say, I mean, I've been with Maggie's for 4 years now, and we work really, really hard. You know, we have a process in place that works for us. We try and get the best possible people to direct and to music direct, and cast-wise, we rehearse numerous times. You know, we have great sets. We work on our lights. You know, we really try and
great
quality show.
Did you say great? I'm sorry. Did you say great sets or great
sets? Elmo.
The same thing.
Family show.
We're not.
I'll play it back later, and I'll tell
you
what you said. All right.
We'll have to listen to the tape. I talk fast. I'm a New Yorker. What do you want?
Well, okay. You have to come to the show because I'm dying to meet you now.
Right? Me too.
Okay.
You're hysterical.
for those of you who don't know me, I had already been in show business for 30 years as a comedian and singer and actress. I have still kept my sense of humor.
That's great.
I can tell. Yes.
So Merle, let me give you the address for the place and our website address so people, if they want to order.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Phone number. It's Maggie's Little Theater at St. Margaret's Parish. We're located in Middle Village at 6605 79th Place in Middle Village, 11379. Our website address is www.maggieslittletheater.org. You can order tickets online there. And you can also call in for tickets at 917-579-5389. Our adult tickets are $20. Seniors are $15, and children are $12.
And how about 12-year-olds? Are they 12?
Children for 12, I think we'll go to 12. 13, we'll probably say you're starting towards adulthood. But
oh, because at 13, they get some of them get bar mitzvahed. And by Smithford, and now grown up.
Now they're
so
adults,
they
so they pay, they don't
pay
the 20. You got to wait 65 to hit the $15 fee.
Okay.
But again, you know, it's a great show. It's a wonderful cast. We've put together a really tight-knit group. The cast work wonderfully together. It's nice to see them joke around with each other because you see that camaraderie, you see that chemistry that they have, you see it on stage. So, mm-hmm. You know, I've seen a number of shows at Maggie's before I started working and performing there. I haven't seen 10 years worth. I missed the first couple of years. I've honestly never had a bad experience at a show there, and I think any of your caller, you know, any of your listeners who come would love to see what we put together, and we'll definitely come away having had a good time.
Do you think there'll be any songs that people? Do you think there are any songs that people go away humming or anything?
I mean, I know that they've all been stuck in my head.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, this, you know, I think probably the last song.
The last one, yeah. No,
yeah,
not
the easiest day. Yeah.
People to say I can remember that, and it might go, you know, round and round in their head. Some of the other songs are, we'll say, unique. They're interestingly
right.
written. And the music, I mean, the music is beautiful. The music really is beautiful. But some of the songs are a little interesting. But that last song is probably the one that people will come out humming as they go along.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll get back with you on if and when I can go.
Right.
And in the meantime,
you have my number and email.
Free.
If you have any other questions for your preview piece, feel free to give me a call. I'll answer anything I can. I want to thank you very much for allowing us to come on and plug our little theater and our little show.
Yes, thank you.
And I want to thank Whitney and Bea for coming on as well. I know it's taking time out of all your other pursuits.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it was fun.
This was fun. Yes.
All right,
thank you, Merle.
Back.
You're welcome. By the way, Jim, what I'm actually going to ask you to email me is a list of the cast members and the parts that they play.
Absolutely. I'll do it in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
That's
thanks again,
fine.
Merle. We really
all right.
appreciate
and
it.
And feel free to, like, use this, like, if you want to put it out to people.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll start sending out the web address for your, because you have the archive online, right?
Yes, it'll be archived. And what I can do is, in a few minutes or so after the show is over, I can do a copy paste. I could copy the exact, you know,
The link?
The link, yeah. And then,
fantastic.
Then you can put it right here.
We'll start spreading that around.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Good evening.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Okay. Well, that's really great. I certainly have every intention of seeing the show. It sounds like my cup of tea or coffee or whatever. But in the meantime, let's see. Well, I have a few minutes, so I'm just gonna end this. It's only a few minutes left, so I'm gonna end the show now. So everybody, whenever you do get to listen to it, have a great day, afternoon, morning, evening, whenever. Okay. The chickens are asleep.